Jewish audio on Chabad.org.
Alpav Hashem, we are learning Bava Metzia Daf Samach Gimel. We left off on Daf Samach Beis Amid Beis, two lines before the bottom of the Amid. Quickly reviewing, we are in the middle of the sugya known as Psika Alapetis, a forward contract, for which we have the rule that if a person is buying something, giving money to the seller, but not receiving the merchandise right then, the person is paying for the current price for a commodity and the seller is agreeing to deliver that commodity at a later date. So there are two scenarios in which this is permitted. One is if the seller, yeshloi, if he has that product right then and there. Therefore, if the product goes up in price, we don't view it as the buyer giving money beforehand, waiting to get for his money back and therefore getting something of greater value, but we view it that the product already belongs to the buyer. It's just being delivered later. Or there is another exception where giving a forward contract is permitted, and that is called Yatza Hashar, which means that the market price for this product is already established because this product is already being sold in the market. So even though the seller doesn't have it himself, but the seller who's getting the money is able to buy it now for this real price. The fact that he didn't do it, that doesn't really matter. That will be the second exception. More of this concept will be learned today, God willing, in Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis. And now when we were learning in the Mishnah, the case where a person made a forward contract to buy wheat, he paid 25 silver dinars for a quart of wheat. And when he comes to pick it up later, and the Mishnah said clearly the reason why that was permitted, because Yatza Hashar. When it comes to pick up the wheat later is worth 30 dinar, silver dinar. The seller tells him, I don't have wheat, but I know you want to get it because you want to buy wine. I will transfer this debt that I have into a chiyuv of giving you wine. And on that said, the Mishnah, that if ein loy the wine, even though yatsa hashar, that's isur ribis midrabanan, that's tarbis midrabanan. So the question is, why is it so? Just like it was permitted for him to buy and to sell the wheat since Yatza Hashar, why would the buy wine be different? So we had the first answer in the Gemara, which was Rabba, who said that there is a difference. When you're buying the wheat, since it's a purchase to begin with is already not similar to Ribis, which Midai Reis is only by a loan. So therefore, Yatza Hashar will allow us to do the Psika Alapetis. But since now that the wheat is owed, it's viewed as a debt, and he's transferring, he's converting the debt into Yaomi wine, since Eloi, it's prohibited. For which the Gemara's question was that we have a Braisa, and the Braisa clearly states, yes, that there is a difference between a sale and a loan, and when you transfer or convert a sale into a loan, even if yeshloi, it is prohibited if he's going to deliver it at a later date, because at the end of the day, let's say we're taking the 30 silver dinars, you owe me wine, it could be that when the wine will be delivered, he's going to be receiving more than 30 dinars worth of wine according to the later higher market value. So it's going to have the appearance of ribis. It began with a debt, and that was the problem with the Mishnah. Now, Abaye gave a whole different answer. We accepted the premise of Abaye's answer, but we didn't find it possible to fit it into the case of the Mishnah. So now, Elo Amar Rava, so says Rava, really, he's responding mamish like Rabba. However, he's going to find a new braisa that will allow, even in a case where you convert the sale into a loan, if yeshlo, it's still going to be permitted. Yatza Hashar won't be enough. Yatza Hashar is only enough when it's a sale, but it mamash fits with our Mishnah. Taka, it's not money. You're not giving money for the wine. You're converting the debt into a chiyuv, a yischaivus of wine. But since yeshlo, it will also be permitted.
It needs to be both of the yeshlo and also Yatza
Hashar. One more time. That's a machlekes rishon. Whether you also need to have Yatza Hashar. Okay. Says Ella Amar Rava. Says Rava Kishachivno, we had mamish this expression in Hagoizel Basra, which is Viz Hagoizel Eitzim. This expression that Rava says that when I will pass away, Rabbi Oishia Nafak Levasi, that Rabbi Oishia, you know, you have the braises of Rabchi and Rabbi Oishia. Rabbi Oishia was an Amora, but from the first generation of Amoraim, and he organized braises. So Rabbi Oish is going to come and greet me, Daf Samach Gimel, because the mitaratz no mas nisen kavosei, because I explain our Mishnah like a braisa that he taught. You know, a raya that when a person devotes themselves to the learnings of certain tzaddikim, that they have a special connection to them, not only when they pass away that they come and greet them, but they're bound to them even b'chayeh. And says the Gemara, the Tani Rabbi Oishe, there was a braisa taught by Rabbi Oishe, which is mamash our case. If a person was claiming a debt, it all began with a debt. And he's coming to claim his debt. And v'halach v'amad al geroino, and he goes over to the borrower, and he tells the borrower, you know, pay me back, you owe me a money. And v'amar tenli ma'oisai, and the lender, not that he needed to, you know, chaverim, he tells him, listen, I want you to pay me the debt, because shani reitza likach behem chitin. You know, I know now is the right time to buy wheat. Wheat is still cheap, and I need the money to buy wheat. So v'amar loy, so the borrower evidently had no money with him, he tells the lender, you know what? You want me to give you the money because you need wheat. I'm mischayiv myself to give you wheat. Mamash a case where you converted a debt into a transaction of a sale. And now clearly, chitin yeshli, in other words, it's not about yatsa hashad. Hitaka had the wheat. Say va'asein alai keshar shalachshav. Transfer the debt of the mana into what is the current market value for wheat, and that's the amount of wheat that I owe you. And as the Braisa clearly says, that is permitted. Now, by the way, and it's not such a by the way, we're going to have this more on Amud Beis, just to bear in mind, we just came off Perek Hazav, and we learned over there that when you make any transaction, the transaction is only finalized when you make a kinyan. And when you're buying metaltel in a kinyan, it's dafke meshicha, not kesef. And ain't a chanami, just to make something very clear in this entire sugya. Okay, this Braisa is mamish going to just, you know, confirm what we learned in the Mishnah, that even if it begins with a debt, and you're not getting the merchandise now, you're agreeing to receive the merchandise later, if yeshloi, it's permitted. But make no mistake, the kinyan on the wheat he didn't do. But it's enough of a agreement that you'll have the mishapara. Because we view this money, which is debt money, we taka convert it into a sales money. And even though physically the money did not exchange hands now, but they are both consenting to use the debt into the money paid for the wheat. So it's mamish like the seller got money. Well, it is something. It's taka something that you can back out from, but you get a mishapara if you back out after money exchanged hands. Well, it's not a raya to Rabba. Rabba didn't know about this braisa. He's explaining the Mishnah the way Rabba explained the Mishnah. The problem we had against Rabba that there was a braisa that said that if you are converting a debt into a sale, then even Yeshloi doesn't help. And here we found a braisa that says it does. That's the difference, Yeshloi or Einloi. And you know, and the braisa goes further. He gives man chitim limkoir. You know, take it to another conversion. So now the time of the selling of wheat came, because now wheat went up in price. And this person says, okay, I would like to have my wheat now. And the wheat now for sure is worth more than a mana. Now it's the time that the price went up, and I want to sell it now. And Amarloi, so again the borrower, who now is the seller, tells the original lender, oh, you want me to give you the wheat because you want wine? I'll sell you the wine. Kishar shalachshav. Not the mana. Your wheat is, let's say, worth a mana 50. Okay? I'll give you a mana 50's worth of wine. Amaloi yesh liyayin. And again, yesh. The point is that Hitaka has the wine. Sha'ani noisimach. I have wine. Buy it for me. And seva asein olai kishar shalachshav. Whatever the market value of wheat, which is already more than the original starting out money, let's flip that into a wine debt, and davaita, that's okay. And a gizman shall yain limkard, v'amarloi tenli yeni shani noitzin l'mechlevi l'mecham shaman. You know, now it's worth more money, now I want to transfer it into oil. And again, the person says, v'amarloi shaman yeshli. This person has everything. Echab oil. Shani noitzin l'mechan, I'll sell you the oil. Well, he just doesn't have money. This is gavaldik. Also, al pi Kabbalah, you mamash see, you know, Torah is compared to Mayim and to Lechem and to Yayin and to Shemen, all the Madregas and Torah, and we're taka going Milmata Lamaila. You know, the Chitim is considered the, you know, the Nigla, and then you have the Yena Shal Torah, and you have the Shamna Shal Torah. Tseva aseu lekishar shalach. When you see everyone is taka more expensive because everyone is more valuable. So says the Braisa, kula mem yesh loy mutar. In all of these cases, even though he's not receiving the goods now, and it's possible that when he receives the goods later, the goods have more value, this is not even ribis midrabanan. Why? Because yeshlay. Even though in all of the cases of this braisa, it wasn't a sale. Mamish, perfect fitting with the Mishnah. However, eloy, if eloy, and even if yatsa hashar, and by a sale, when you give money, yatsa hashar is enough to allow us to make a forward contract. But over here, not, because you're not giving money, now it's a debt. And then it's usur.
This idea, when you say yeshlay or emoy, is there a specific rationale behind it, or is it just that's the definition of
ribis? No. Very good. First of all, even if emoy and loyotza hashar, psika ala pedis is only ribis medrabanan. Only because. Because who says when I'll get the product later, the product will be more expensive, maybe even cheaper? So that in itself, number one. Number two, another very important nukuda, whenever it begins with a sale, it can never be ribis d'oraisa. Ribis d'oraisa is only by a loan. Here, sai a sale, and sai, it's not kutsutsa, it's not fixed. The chiddush of the Gemara is that when you transfer a sale into a loan, then it's more problematic. Yeshloi resolves it. Einloi, even if Yatsa Hashar, does not. Okay, now the Gemara has a line. Let's read the line and read right away Rashi that tells you that this line is not correct. Umay lakach. The Mishnah began with a case of a person buying wheat with a dinar, with a golden dinar, meaning with 25 dinar of silver. So, my lakach, when the Mishnah began with lakach bahal v'asayim, that even the beginning wasn't that it was a sale, but it was already beginning with a debt. Says Rashi, that we don't have that version. First of all, the Mishnah clearly states that when the person bought wheat, the Mishnah says that Eloi wheat, it was only that Yatsa Hashar. So Faker, Dafke, the Mishnah began with the sale. You know, the Mishnah is teaching you a Chiddush that when you're making a sale, just Yatsa Hashar is enough to avoid us, to release us, that this is not Ribis Midrabanan. So Rashi takes out this line. Now, Amar Rava, Shmami no mid Rabbi Ishaya, we learn from the Braisa, quoted by Rabbi Ishaya, at last the following three dinim. Shmami no number one, de ma'ami de milva ala peres, that even when you are making a forward contract, not with money, you're not buying something now and prepaying and deliver it to me in a month, in a week, in a year. Not only then are you allowed to do it under certain circumstances, even if you're beginning with a debt, Mamash beginning with the debt. You know, the case of the Braisa is even more than the Mishnah. The Mishnah's case at least began with a sale. He paid for wheat. When he comes to pick up the wheat, you know, the seller says, you know what, you want wheat because I know you want wine. I'll sell you the wine. In the case of the Braisa, it Mamash began with a loan. Someone came to collect a loan of a mana. Still, we allow a forward contract. And we don't say that since the loyki isore habalo yadayhu, that since you did not begin by making a sale, you're never allowed to make a forward contract because you're beginning with a loan. That will be the logic. And at the end, you're going to be getting merchandise that could be, has more value than the loan. So mamash, it looks like ribis. You began, you lent $100, you're going to get in 2 months wine then worth $120. We don't say that. As long as yeshlay. But on the other hand, shmamina yehudi yeshlay, that when do we allow a forward contract, even if it mamish begins with a loan, only if at the time of the converting the loan into a sale, the seller, which is the borrower, then has that merchandise. And shmamina, furthermore, we're going to see from here, isal de Rabbi Yanai, that we follow the ruling of Rabbi Yanai. Omer Rabbi Yanai, mali hein, mali de mehen. Now, the statement of Rabbi Yanai, and machlekes Rabbi Yanai and Rav, the words mali hein, mali de mehen means, what difference is there if I deliver you goods? What difference is there if I deliver you the value of the goods? Which means like this. What were to happen? This is just about going back to forward contract. If I buy something, and right now wheat is worth $1, and I give you the dollar. And let's speak about a case, either Yeshloi, or a case where Yatsa Hashar, where we allow this agreement to be made. Now what happens when I come to pick up my wheat? The wheat then is taka worth $1.50. So, can I tell you, you know what? I don't want $1.50 worth in wheat. Just give me back $1.50. Is that permitted? This mamash looks like ribis. The scenario is a normal psik al hapeiros, but not a psik al hapeiros where I give you money for wheat and you're delivering the wheat later. When it comes to the time of the delivery, can either party say, you know what, instead of me giving you the wheat, instead of me getting the wheat, give me the current value of the wheat. I gave you $1 and I'll get $1.50. Can you do that? Rabbi Yani says yes. Yeah. Well, the Gemara is going to say that if you allow to convert the wheat into wine, the wine into oil, that's mamish like getting back money. In other words, the other option would be that if you're allowed to make a forward contract, only if I'm getting that which I agreed to get. And what was the whole rationale? The rationale is, since Yeshloi, so I'm buying the wheat, the fact that you're going to deliver the wheat to me in 2 months doesn't mean anything. The wheat is already mine. Because you have the wheat. The wheat is mine now. If the wheat is mine now...
So, money doesn't transact. It's not a kinyan.
It's not a kinyan, but it's enough for a mishapara. But let's go back. Why would it be a problem if ain't loy and there's no shad? Because I'm giving you $1 now and I'm getting back later $1.20. Why is it okay? Because it's not a loan. I bought something, and since, let's say, you have the commodity now, so it's as if I already own the commodity. The fact that the commodity went up, that's my profit. So you can argue, okay, we can only view it that way so long as I take that which is mine. The moment you transfer it into something else, and by the way, into cash or into wheat to oil, to wine or to oil, it's the same concept. If you allow us converting it, then you can argue, which is the opinion of Rav, that it's always us, and it's always us to convert it. In other words, Rav holds like the opinion of the Braisa we learned yesterday. If there's a debt, you can never convert the debt into something else. Why can you not convert the debt into something else? Because imagine in the case, I bought wine, now I'm paying you the current market value, or I'm paying you wine that you own, $1 the bottle, and when I pick it up, the bottle is worth $1.50, and I tell you, don't give me the bottle. Give me $1.50. That's already worse because it mamish looks like ribis. If we allow us to convert the debt into another article, that's because Rabbi Yani holds he can even collect money. Because we don't say that it's ribis. We say, no, I bought the wine. Since Yeshloi, I own the wine. And there's nothing wrong for me later when I'm going to pick up my wine, telling you right later, you know what? I'm selling you the wine. Give me money for the wine. Yeah.
It's something out of his pocket.
Well, no, he's not losing anything. Because Yesh, let's go to Yeshloi.
He has the wine.
Who's he?
The seller.
No, we say that when the moment the buyer gave the money, the wine belongs to the buyer.
But it's Yeshloi by the seller, correct?
Yeshloi by the seller, and therefore it belongs to the buyer now.
No, I understand, but what I'm saying is that since it's Yeshloi by the seller, and when it comes time for him to deliver the wine, there's nothing more out of his pocket than the thing that he
No. We don't look at it that way. We look that if Yeshloi, meaning the buyer, now already owns the wine. That's why we don't care if the wine goes up in value. The seller
also doesn't care.
The seller doesn't care. Correct. And therefore, Rabbi Yani holds, if the buyer, by the time of delivery, tells the seller, you know what, don't give me the wine. I want to convert the wine into money. You can do it. Which is why you can convert the bread into the chitim into the wine into the oil. You can convert it. Let's read it inside. The Itmar Rav Amar, Oysen Aman Al Peiros. That you are allowed to make a forward contract when you give money, if Yeshloi or Yatza Hashar, but the Ein Oisen Amana Bedamim. But when I come to deliver it, you can never replace that article. You can only make a forward contract one time, even with money. I gave you money, like the Braisa we learned yesterday, and I'm going to pick up merchandise later. That's only valid if that merchandise will be picked up later. The moment you convert it, it looks more like ribis. Rabbi Yani says, no, Mali Hain, what difference is there? If it's kosher to make a forward contract for wine, and at the later date you have to deliver the wine to me, to the buyer, so if at that later date I want to convert the wine into something else, at the then price of the wine, who cares? Malihen, malidemehem. So now the Gemara is asking a question against Rav. It's not more money out of his pocket at all, because the wine belongs to the buyer. And the buyer has the right to do with the wine whatever he wants. So the buyer can take the wine and sell it to a third party, and it can sell it back to...
It's like a second sale.
It's a conversion. It's mamash what we're learning now. You'll think about it. Let's go weiter. Meisvei asks the Gemara from a Braisa against Rav. It says in the Braisa Rabbeishia, that kulim im yesh lei mutar, befedish against Rav. The Braisa is telling you that you can take a loan, you can convert it into one article. When you pick up that article later, you can convert it into another article. That's mamish. I mean, that it's a tana. So, and really, as the Achrenim point out, the Mishnah also says the same thing. The Mishnah says you only cannot do it because Einloi, by the Yayin. But if Yeshloi HaYayin, then yeah, you can convert it into something else. So Amar Afuna Amar Rav, that you know what Rav is going to hold. You know, the Mishnah and the Braisa is only B'Shemashach. That means, if I make a forward contract, the case of the Mishnah, the case of the Braisa, you owe me a mana, and I say, please give me my mana. And you tell me, and I tell you, we're chavedim, I want the mana now, because now is the time, now wheat is cheap. And I know it's going to be, now is the time to do business. So you tell me you have wheat. I made meshicha on the wheat. Ah, if I made meshicha on the wheat, it's not just, now it's not a mishapara issue, now I own the wheat. So avade, even though I didn't physically take it, I made a meshicha and I put it back in your property. When I want to pick it up a month later, and you tell me a month later, you want to buy that wheat from me and owe me the wine, of course that's permitted. Because now it's taka mine. Says the Gemara, well, im bishemashach, tzricha lameimar, if that's the case of the Braisa, then pshita, says the Gemara, well, it's not that I did meshicha, elik again sheyichad le keren zavius. The case of the Braisa, according to Rav, will be that it wasn't that I made meshicha, I the buyer, then it's pshita. But what happened was, is that you, the seller, told me that that specific wheat belongs to me. There was a specific corner in the seller's house, and the wheat was already designated. So now, Rav is maida, the wheat is mamash, ki'ilu mine. And there is where you can convert it into something else, into money, into wine. But if you didn't make a keren zavius, no, with Mashiach Pshita, even without Mashiach. You didn't do Mashiach, so there's a Chiddush. No, you can still back out. But since you already designated that wheat, that is only when you can convert it. And if not, you cannot convert it. Shmuel Amar, I'll tell you something else. That Rav is going to learn that the Machlek is between, Rav is apparently going against the Braisa. He's going to make this question, whether you can convert it or not, contingent on a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakam. Terhamani Rabbi Yehuda hi, to Amar tzad echad beribes muter. What's the case of tzad echad beribes detanya? Harei shoh yonoy shebechaveri mana. If a person is claiming a debt. I lent you money, and now I'm claiming my debt. And v'asuloy sodeyu mecher. And the borrower tells the lender, the way Rashi explains, I'm not going to pay you now. And you know what? I might never pay you. I don't know. But take it easy. I have a piece of land that has the value of the debt. Take it now. If I'm going to pay you later, if I can get the funds, then I want my land back. But if not, this is a sale. And the land was sold for there's no real market value, but the land was sold in exchange of the debt. Now, it comes out that if the borrower won't pay, so then the borrower right now sold the land to the lender. If the lender eats the paytas until a later date, he's eating his own paytas. If the borrower is going to come up with money, then he's going to take his land back. Question is, can the lender in the meanwhile eat the produce? It began with a debt, which is a problem. And it could be that at the end of the day, the lender is going to get back his money, plus a couple of weeks or months of eating paytas. Why would it be mutter? Again, it's not midoy raisa because it wasn't pre-made up ribis, but it's ribis midrabanan. The reason will be because since this agreement isn't that I will pay you back later and in the meanwhile eat the fruit. He tells him that I might not pay you and this might be a sale. In other words, he made the ribis as a possibility, not as a certainty. Rabbi Yehuda holds, whenever ribis is only a possibility, it's not a problem. So therefore, Rav is going to tell you, let's think about it. What is the issue of converting the loan into something else? Or the money into something else? Or the product into something else? In a normal forward contract. The problem is that when you convert it for something else, it could be that something else, when he'll pick it up, will be more valuable than the original money. Could be, yeah. Could be not. And since could be not, so the braisa that allows you to do it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Wherever it's not a certainty that the money will go up, you can do it. Rav will say, I paskan like the Tanakamu. Says the braisa, again, bizman shamoicherechel peiris. If the borrower is the one that eats the produce, then there's no problem. Once if I lent you money, you're giving me your land, you're telling me that in the viola that's like a mashkin, but you still eat the produce, then there's no ribis altogether. However, but if I am going to be the one eating the fruit, and I'm oided that, listen, it's not a sale, that if you at a later date pay me money, then I have to give you the land back. So then, says the Tanakam, it's asr, because then it's going to come out that I had ribis. I got my money back, plus a couple of months of produce. However, Rabbi Huda says, afiz manchal kechrechel penis muter. Now, first of all, Amar Lohem, Rabbi Yehuda challenged the Tanakama, the Chachamim, by saying that Maisa bibaisus benzunin she'asa sadeu mecher al pi Rabbi Loza ben Azaria, and v'lekeach oichel peirasaya, and he allowed it to happen. It was pushed in such a case. He allowed the lender to keep the land and to eat produce, even though there was an agreement that if the borrower at the end would kratz the money together, he would have to give him back the land. So Amrulai, the Chachamim tell Rabbi Yehuda, the Pasha, the story is not correct, what you're saying. Misham Raya, Moichar Echol Peresayu. In that case, the borrower was eating the produce. The borrower is the seller. V'loy Leikeyach. Now, my Benayu, what's the difference between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda? As we spoke out, Amar Abaya, Tzad Echad Beribis, Iked Benayu. No, Rabbi Yehuda holds Tzad Echad Beribis is Mutter. So Rav is going to hold that the Braisa that we learned today of Rabbi Yishaya goes according to the Tana Rebbe Yehuda, which is why you can transfer or can convert a one forward contract into another product. Because in all of these scenarios, maybe at the end of the day when the person will pick up the money, he began with a debt, maybe the product at the end will be worth that amount or even less. And always it's permitted, but we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Rava Omar, Rava says, explaining this machloikus of Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether you can make such an agreement with land, that it's a different type of machloikus. That ribis al manas lahachzirik benayu. Even Rabbi Yehuda will hold that if at the end the borrower is going to pay the debt and he's going to take his land back, that the moicher, that the loikeach, which is the lender, will have to pay him for the produce that he ate. And still the Chachamim say you can't do it. Because there was a time that he was eating produce. And if you look at it, what happened over here? I lent you $100. I was eating your produce that was worth $10. And then I got my $100 back. And even though I plan to give you back your $10, but the Chachamim hold that it also was ribis midrabanan. Why were you eating it? Why did he even allow you to eat it? Because you lent him money. That's vayte ribis. You had a benefit on top of the money. Amar Rava says Rava. Hashtud Amar Rabbi Yanai. Turning to Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis. Mali hein mali demayem. Again, the case of Rabbi Yanai is in a typical forward contract. Even by a sale. I'm buying wheat, but I don't want it now. And what did Rabbi Yanai say? The case of Rabbi Yanai was yeshlei. That you have the wheat. So no ribis issue, because it's ki'ilu mine. When I come to pick up my wheat, says Rabbi Yanai, there's nothing wrong with me telling you, even though the wheat now is worth $1.50, you know what, don't give me the wheat, give me $1.50.
Which is really just a sale, right?
But look at an observer. I gave you a dollar, how much money am I getting back later? $1.50. It's not a problem, because when I gave you $1, we view it as if I own the wheat. So if the wheat is already mine, there's nothing wrong with me selling you the wheat back for $1.50, because malihem ali demayim. Now this explains why yotza hashad is a heted for a forward contract. What's pshat yotza hashad? That I am giving you $1 for wheat. Now the value is, you don't even have the wheat. But since it's available in the market, then we allow that transaction to happen, even if when I pick up the wheat will be worth more than $1. Why do we allow it to happen? Because when I give you, the seller, $1, let's say the same, mali heim, mali demayim. What difference does it make if you, the seller, have the wheat, or if you have money that has the value of available wheat in the market? It's as if you, the seller, now transferred the money into wheat. And therefore, me, the buyer, I already own that wheat. Amrinan, mali heim, mali demayim, mali heim. I'm sorry. That let's just read Zetzet Kareg. That now that Rabbi Yanai said Mali Hein Mali Demayim Amrin, and we also therefore say Mali Demayim Mali Hem Nami Amrinan, which is why you place Ken Al Hashar Shabashuk Afal Pisha Einloi, because we look at money or product as the same exact thing at the current value. And we allow, again, and therefore we allow our forward contract, even if the seller then doesn't have it. And now the Gemara again will have to clarify, but that's only if I'm buying it now. But if now I'm using a debt, then Yatzah HaShad is not enough. So, one second. You're telling me that according to Rabbi Yani, Mali de Mayhem, what difference does it make if you have the produce? Interesting. Mali de Mayhem means not the money. Here it means Mali de Mayhem, the produce. Mali Hain, the money. Oy Bazoi, why did it say in the Braisa that we learned from Rabbi Shaya that only im yesh loy muter, hom ein loy aser? Why don't we say that if even ein loy, since there is a money debt, and money is equal to any commodity as long as it is available, let it be permissible even if ein loy? So amar lohu, hashtam halva hachizvino. You're right, we say mali demei and mali hein, but on the other side, when did Rabbi Yanai say it? Only when you're giving money. So you're making a sale. That in itself already distances this transaction from Ribis Midoraisa. However, when you're not giving money now, but you're using a debt to make an agreement of, instead of you owing me money, you owe me a product, even though Yatzah HaShad, here we don't say Mali Dimei Mali Hain, and here we do say that it's going to be Yasser. We have to move, Pasha. Correct. Rabba of Rabbi Yosef, the Omri Tarvayu. My Tamo Omru Rabbanon Poiskan al Ashar Shabashuk. Afal Pishi Yeshloi. We're going to give another rationale why when I buy something from you, and I'm not going to pick it up now, it's called a forward contract, we allow that transaction to stand, even though when I pick up the product later, it might have more value, even if the seller doesn't have it, as long as Yatzah HaShad. So right now, until now, we explain the reason is because Mali Hein Mali Demeim. We say that if the seller has the value of that commodity, it's as if the seller has it. If it's as if the seller has it, it's as if the buyer already owns it. Then it's perfect. As long as the buyer owns it, then even if the market price goes up, whose product went up in price? The buyer's. The buyer is not getting an increase. It's his that increased. So he gives another reason. He's saying that, you know why you're allowed to make a forward contract even if the seller ain't loy? The Amar lay, because the buyer tells the seller, do you think that when you're giving me the product later, you're doing me a favor? You are adding more? You're giving me something more than I gave you? Shekilna tivusich, take your toiva, vishadya achizre, and throw it onto a thorns. You're not doing me a favor. I could have bought it now myself. Ma ahanis li, you think you're benefiting me? You're not benefiting me. Even though you don't have the product right now, I could have used this money and buy the product from another merchant that does have it for this price. So therefore, I'm not getting, neshach it's not. Let's go back to the beginning, because I'm not biting anything from you. I am making an agreement for the current market. The problem is it's tarbis. I gave a dollar and I might be getting back $1.50. It's not even tarbis. Because since I had a dollar and since now the market is cheap and I myself could have gotten it in another place. And if I would have bought it in another place, then in a month later, if the market goes up, then my merchandise went up. So I'm not receiving any increase from you. My money increased, not you gave me something in addition. If I would have kept my money, if I wouldn't have given it to you, I could have found another merchant that Taka would have had it. I would have gone to the city called Hini, or the city called Shili, and I would have bought it now, Bezula, for cheap. So therefore, it's not even considered marbris. So Amalei Bayle Rabbi Yosef, if that's the rationale, because the buyer tells the seller, you're not giving me anything in increase, I could have gotten it myself in another area. One second, if I would have bought it in Healy and Shealy, then maybe I would have to pay for a broker to find me that product. There is a certain expense that I would have had. And that is a benefit that I am getting by buying it from you. You, I already know. I'm not paying anyone a broker's fee. Eina Chanami, you don't have the product now, but I trust you. And we're back to our problem. Maybe when you give it back to me later, since later it's worth more money, it's considered tarbis. And it was Eloy.
So later, if he sold it to somebody else, he could get the $1.50 also.
But he doesn't have it. The buyer doesn't have it now. It's a forward contract. So Ela Ma'ata Oibazoi, hold on. If that's the logic, he said, Abaye tells Rabbi Yosef, then it should be mutalil v'isa b'isa. We spoke out a few times that if I lend you the commodity itself, and I make up with you. I'm giving you a pound of wheat. I want you to give me back a pound of wheat later. And the din is that you're not allowed to do that. You're only allowed to do it if that person who receives it already has his own other wheat. But if ain't law, you got a problem. Why is it a problem? Why can't we say Mishum Dematzah Yomalei here also? Let him get back the wheat in return. What's the problem? That maybe when he gets the wheat back in return, the wheat will have more value. Let the lender tell the borrower, had I not loaned you this wheat, had I kept the wheat myself, and now the wheat is more valuable, my wheat would have gone up in value. You're doing me a tarbis, you're doing me a favor, take your favor and throw it on a chizrei, throw it on a, you know, throw it on a thorn bush. Do you think that my flour or my wheat would have ruined had I would have kept it in my own storage house? It wouldn't have ruined. Yeah, now it's worth a dollar. In a month later, it's going to be worth $1.50. But had I not lent you, I would have owned $1.50. And if we can use that rationale, why is a sub a sa'asir? Is that right that we don't say that, don't think you did me a favor because I could have gotten the same value anyway. We don't use that logic. So Amarlei, so he tells them again, Hasam halva hachizavini, that when I'm lending you, if it begins with the loan, that in itself is a problem because it looks already more like ribis. And even though you could make the statement, you're not benefiting me, I would have benefited myself. No, I gave you a loan. When I gave it to you, that product had a dollar's worth. If I get it back and it's worth $1.20 or $1.01, ribis. Midrabanan. But when it comes to a sale, yes, we do say that even if ein lo yatsa hashad is good enough because of this rationale. First of all, it's not a loan, it's a sale. It's already not ribis deraisa. Eloma, what are you saying? I'm giving you money now. When I will get the product later, it's worth more. So here we can use this logic that you're not doing me a favor, I'm not getting tarbis from you because you don't have it now. But I, the buyer, could have bought it from someone that does have it now. So what we spoke out before, but 1 second, it's not true. If I would have gone to Hini and to Shili, I would have perhaps had to pay a brokerage fee. So the Gemara says, the Koyov Leinami, that you know when the Chachamim said that even if Eloi, since Yatzah Hashad, we allow a forward contract, only if the buyer gives the seller the brokerage fee. Chiddush. So Rav Ashi says, no, it's not true. That Zuzei, the Inche, Inu, Avdilei, Saf, Sirusei, that a person's money is the broker itself. Meaning that when people have the money to buy a product, they don't have to pay a broker to find them that product. Salespeople look out for those who can afford it. Money is king, whatever the expression is. Had he gone to Healy or Shili and he would have bought this product from merchants who have it, he wouldn't have paid anyone brokerage fee.
Because he's the buyer,
and therefore that will be the reason why, even if Eloi, as long as Yatsa Hashad, by a sale, we allow a forward contract. Vaiter. Rabba v'Rabbi Yosef Domri Tarvayu. Hayman d'yov zuzei atara harifa. Now, we are going to be learning about an interesting concept of Yatsa Hashad. Yeah, we're speaking about someone who's buying a product. He's not picking it up now. The seller doesn't have it now. One of the reasons why it won't be ribis midrabanan is because Yatsa Hashad. The shad, the reason why a market price comes out, that always happens in conjunction with the product being available to the public. That's the way it works. Before the product is available to the public, there is no market value. I'm not talking about today's sophisticated futures. Not futures. Now this product is in the market. Now this is what people are paying for it. And that is the value. There is, right after the farmers harvest their grains, before it's available on the market, the first of the mitzvahs that happen with produce is leket. Now leket is given to the aniyim, which means that in many cases, even before the farmers sell this product in the shuk, the aniyim that picked up the leket, who need money, they will sell the leket for a very cheap amount of money. And bachlal, that's the way it works. Earlier in the season, every product is cheaper. The further on you get into the season, since there's less of that product, so it becomes more expensive. But there is a concept called tara harifa, an early price. How do we view that? Is that considered Yatsa Hashad or if that's not considered Yatsa Hashad? No, it's that these products will be available on the market. They'll be very inexpensive. Now, it also happens to be that in many cases, that which was left as leket is of inferior quality. And there's very little of it. So the tara, khalifa, the early market price is... So the question is, if I go to you and I tell you I want to buy wheat, this early leket wheat. Now, you're not an ani, but you bought it off an ani for very cheap. And there is already some sort of early, very inexpensive market price. So says Rabba and Rabbi Yosef, Sarech li'is chazuye le'beidari, that the buyer physically has to go to that threshing floor to see the product that he's agreeing to buy for us to allow a market, for us to allow a forward contract, and it's taka, we accept it. Yeshle, but he has to see it. So Sigmar says, Lamai, why does he have to go there? Ila mikna. If the purpose of going there is to actually make a kinyan, that's not what Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef were saying. And we spoke this out today, that all of this forward contracting is taken not a absolute kinyan, because no mishich is being done. All we're having here is money, and taka money doesn't affect a kinyan, but it does affect a mishapara. So if it's to affect a kinyan, holy kani. Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef didn't say you have to make a kinyan. They said you have to see the product. So the whole conversation is, as we spoke out, it's all about once you make the deal is a deal. And if yeshloi, it's considered as if the buyer owns it enough that if any side backs out to get a mishapara, is kiloi mischazi, even if he doesn't see, nam mekabul mishapara, there should be a mishapara, yeshloi. So answers the Gemara on the lo'olam, lekabul ilay mishapara. You're right, he doesn't have to go to the threshing floor to make a kinyan. We're speaking about a forward contract, which is binding for a mishapara. However, what's the rationale of Yeshloi? Yeshloi, clearly we're saying that if I buy a product from you, since you, the seller, has it, it's as if it's mine already. Since it's already mine, we don't care if later when I pick it up it's more expensive. Let's not forget that Kinyan Kesef is not a Kinyan. The reason why there is a Mishapara after the Kinyan Kesef is because there is a certain type of Gemirus Das that once money exchanged hands, taka both parties consented. The buyer is going to buy and the seller is going to sell. That's not the case when there's a Tara Khalifa. The way people bought these early products, being that the quality was very inferior, normally the buyer would go to a couple of sellers and give a down payment. And the sellers understood that buyers here back out. Why would a buyer back out? They taka paid very little money, but the quality can be very inferior. So whenever people paid for a product that's available only on this early market, the sellers themselves were never certain if the sale is a sale. And if either side backs out, there's taka no mishapara. But if he sees it, if the buyer sees the product so he knows what he's getting for his money, then there's smichus das. The seller tells the buyer, Amina, I thought that the ashkachat paid the shapir medidi, that you went to other merchants that are selling this early product, and maybe you found something of superior quality, and vishaklat, and you would take it from them, and I knew that you might back out. So there was never even enough of an agreement to be bound by a mishapara. That's all Rabban and Yosef are saying. Amar Avashti, one second. Hashta de amrat mishum de mismach data. Now that you bring in this concept of smichus das, afilu ashkeche b'shuka. Even if a buyer tells the seller in the market, not on the threshing floor, I want to buy wheat from your early product, from the Tara Kharifa. And v'amalei, and the buyer tells the seller, I don't need to see the product. The price is so good. I want you to know, even if it's inferior, I'm not going to go shopping. I want to make an agreement with you. If they verbalize that, and they came to that agreement, then some chadate, then the smichus das. And then even if he didn't go to the threshing floor, Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef will not say that no one can back out over here. No, we accept the concept of Yeshla. There's no difference between Tara Kharifa and other Yatsa Hashar, only regarding the doubt whether there's smichus das because of the inferiority of the product. But if we know there was smichus das, then this is like any other forward contract that's permitted when Yeshla. Let's go.
Let's say that that's true.
We have to move, Pashut. That's the way the people sold then in the early on in the market. They sold very cheap, but you don't know what you're getting.
No, but my point is that the regular wheat is not going to be that inferior price.
No. You bought what you got. You bought that wheat. You bought the inferior wheat.
Oh, I understand.
And you're going to pick it up later. And when you pick it up later, it might be more expensive. And it's not a problem because Yeshli. Says the Gemara. Omar Rav Nachman. And we quoted this when we began the Perek. That klala de ribisa. This is the klal of ribis. Now, when we quoted this, I did not quote it so correctly. I only applied this to ribis doiraisa. And it's not true. This klal is for even ribis drabonin. Kol agar notarle. Such a good rule. Anytime there is a weight for you to receive, and that will result in you receiving something in addition, so it comes out that you got paid for waiting, that is what the issur of ribis is. This is true by ribis doiraisa. I lend you $100. Why are you agreeing to pay me back $120? Because you're going to pay, because it's a loan, because you get to hold on to it for a month or for a day or for a year. And you are basically paying me for me waiting. The same is true by ribis d'rabbanan. Let's go to the forward contract. If I go over to you, if ein lo yanoshar, and I'm saying, do you agree to sell me wheat, you know, $1 a pound? And you say, yeah, here's $1. Why am I giving you money right now? And why are you agreeing to sell it to me for $1? You, the seller, maybe when you'll deliver it, it's going to be $1.20. You are agreeing to that because you now get $1. And even though you know it might cost you more when you return it to me, you're paying to be allowed to hold on to money for a certain amount of time. That's ribis midrabanan. The Omer Rav Nachman says, Rav Nachman, hay man diyov zuze likira of, a person is giving money to a wax merchant. And v'ka'azli dalid, and at the time that he gave him money, there was a shar for the wax. What's the shar for the wax? For every zuz, you get 4 measurements of wax. V'amar lei, and the seller tells the buyer, you're giving me money now? I'm a chaya, and I don't have to give you the merchandise right now? Hey, I'm going to give you not 4 measures for a zuz, I'll give you 5. See, Atkan, we spoke about forward contract, and Yotza Hashar, the agreement now is for the current market value. What happens if right now there is a current market value, but you, the seller, are so desperate for cash, you want me to prepay you, you're telling me that you now are going to give me, you're going to give me 5. What do you think? Is that allowed or not?
Why not?
Again, no, why not?
It's ribis.
Because it's ribis. One second, Shlomi. If I go right now, let's go, by a sale, if I go right now and you discount merchandise and give it to me right now, there's no ribis even midrabanan. You have the right to undersell. We learned before whether it's zachar latoiv or whether it's usur for competition. That's another topic. But whenever you are not giving me the product right now, the issue is, even if it's a sale, if I'm giving you now money and later I'm getting merchandise worth more than the money, there was a rabbinic ribis. But on the other hand, if yotza hashar, it's not a problem. But here you are agreeing to give it to me, not for the price of the shar. You're making it even cheaper. Why are you doing that? Because agar notar. Because the fact that you get to get cash right now, you're willing to pay for it. So here, yotza hashar won't do it, but yeshloi will do it. Because what's the pshat of Yeshlei, the way we are teaching it? Even though I didn't pick up the wax, it's as if I picked up the wax. It's as if the wax is mine. The fact that the wax is still in your shoes doesn't bother me. So says Rav Nachman, if isnu gabei, if the seller has that wax, shari, then you could agree to undersell, to give more product than the money that you're getting. It's gavaldik. However, leisnu gabei, if the seller doesn't have the wax, Yatza Hashar for sure will not help, because the shar is 4 boxes for Azuz. He's agreeing to deliver 5 boxes of Azuz. And he's doing it because of Agar Notar, because he's getting money right now. He needs that money so badly, he's willing to agree to give later to buy the money. Well, even though buying money is not Ribis Midoraisa, but it's Asur Midrabanan. It's so obvious. If Eloy, and he's going to give later 5 has more value than 4. That's ribis midrabanan. Says the Gemara, Eloi, you're not understanding it. That Rav Nachman's chiddush is even in a case where this seller who doesn't have the product in his warehouse, he already has orders for that product. And the merchants, the wholesalers that are going to sell it to this seller, they are already in town. But they didn't deliver it to him, the wax, yet. If the seller has the wax b'reshusai, it doesn't matter if he's agreeing to give more for the same amount of money. Because as long as it's yesh lai, it's mamash a sale. The buyer didn't take it, he took it. For this, as far as we are concerned, for these halachas of ribis. But the question is, the islay ashrai b'masa, those from whom he buys the wax, he already has an order and they are already in the city. Do we say that maybe that's considered yeshlay? So ma'od tamed, you would think even the islay ashrai b'masa, since his suppliers are already in the city. So it's ki'ilu yeshlay, he just doesn't have access to it. And one expression we'll have later is ka'acha yovei b'nei ka'acha em sumafteach dami. You know, when you say yeshlay, it doesn't mean that the seller mamas has to have it in his hand. Even if he tells the buyer, I can't give it to you right now because my son has the key, or I lost the key, that's still considered yeshlay because he owns it. So you would think that since he placed an order and that his salespeople are in the city, it's ki'ilu yeshlay kamash malan. No. If you placed an order but you did not take hold of it, you don't own it yet. It's not yeshlay. Kiven the machasri guvaina, since you did not collect it, command the leis nudami. And if it's eloi, being that you're not selling it for the shar, you're selling it for cheaper, midrabanan it's ribis. Let's hop on another few lines. Ve'omar Rav Nachman, says Rav Nachman, a third halacha. Hayman, let's see if you can finish this whole piece. Hayman, the oiz of pshitel mechavrei. If one borrowed small pshitim, small coins from his friend, I borrowed from you 60 cents. And when I receive the money and I look in it, va'ashkach bei tufaina, I find more than 60 cents. In other words, not when I bought, when I gave back. I borrowed 60 cents and I gave you back, you count, I gave you back 70. I b'chdei shahadas toya. If it makes sense, how did that happen? We're speaking about people who never would give ribis, never would take ribis. So when the recipient looks at 70 cents, why did I get back more money? Ah, it makes sense, as we'll explain in a moment, that a mistake happened. I counted the money in a way that it's shayach, that instead I thought I'm giving you back 60, but I accidentally gave you back 70. So then the recipient, the lender, has to give back that difference. Michayev ladure, because he never meant to give it to him. And if he keeps it on chetzribis, he has to give it back. But the ilav, but if the mistake was in a quantity that does not usually lend to the possibility that it was given by mistake, it looks like I, the borrower, when I returned the money, I added, let's say, 3 pennies. I added whatever, a certain unusual number. Then we say that matana ba'alma hu diyavlei, that my intent was to give you a gift. And therefore, you don't have to give it back to me. Now, we did learn before that ribis mu'ucheres would be similar to this. In other words, I gave back the loan, and now I'm giving you a gift. No one is saying that it's that I to do it. But by unlike ribis, which is called avak ribis, even though eina yoytze b'dayonim, but lotzeis lidei shamayim, you have to return it, lotzeis lidei shamayim, ribis mukdemes and ribis mucheres, you don't even have to return lotzeis lidei shamayim, so you get to keep it. Now, Hechidem et Gemara simply wants to explain, what's the meaning that if you see that it's a quantity, b'chdei shahadas toya, that it lends itself, it could be that a mistake was made. So, Amar Rav Acha b'Rei Rabbi Yosef, daf samach dalid, either b'i suri yasa, or v'chum shi yasa. Was the way Rashi explains, people then, when they counted, people still count the same way. They go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Then they don't go 11, 12, 13. Then they go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 30. Or in fives, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 is 2. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 is 3. It's shayach that instead of them saying 3, they said 2 again, so they gave another 5 to come to the conclusion. That is where, who says that the lender meant to give him as a gift? But if it's, like I said, number 3, why did he give him 3 more? Because he wanted to give him a gift. So, what happens if there are other circumstantial evidence that leads us to think that this guy is not a gift giver, he's stingy? What happens if he's a strong man, meaning he's not generous? How should we interpret that money? It was a gift Or maybe Hitaka intended to give it as ribis. Now, if the kavana of the giver, which is the borrower, is to give ribis, you're not allowed to take that. And for sure, Latzeis L'day Shemaim, you do have to return it. So Amalei, even if he's an Adam Takifa, we still say that it was not given as ribis. What do we say? That this Adam Takifa previously stole from this lender these 3 cents. And he's ashamed to admit. But he wants to do tshuva. And for it to be Yoitzeh V'Heshe V'Sagzeila, you don't have to notify the recipient that I'm giving this to you because I stole it from you. I need that money to go back to you. The Dilma Migzal Gozlei, that maybe this borrower who gave back the loan by adding noch a few prutalach stole previously from the lender, and va'avlali b'cheshven, and he's including it in the cheshven without shaming himself. And the Tanya, as we learned, that you can be Yoitzeh V'Heshe V'Sagzeila even without notifying the victim that you're a victim. Gevaldik. That's a good way of doing tshuva.
What if you give back $10,000, you give $5?
That's the whole point. So the question is, what did you mean by that $5? If you meant ribis, that's called ribis midrabanan. It's not ribis d'oraisa because it wasn't made up during the loan. If you meant it as ribis, it's ribis midrabanan. Lots of isolated shemaim, you have to give it back. Now, if I meant to give it to you as a matana, that's called ribis mu'ucheres. And if it's not after Azman Muflik, I shouldn't have done it, you shouldn't have taken it, you don't have to give it back, even Lotz Yisrael Deshamayim. The Tanya's we learned, that goes, L'Shaveda, and here we're saying more. Here we're saying it's not even, if it's a Gzela, it's not even Ribus Mucheres, because here we're talking, saying, oh, the guy Pashat stole from you. He just found an opportunity to give it back. That if, God forbid, Reuven steals from Shimon, and then he doesn't admit to Shimon. But when he bought a product in the store, he went to the store, he bought eggs, and he overpaid him to give him back the money, Yatza. Still asks the Gemara, what would we say regarding this third din of Rav Nachman, a inish da asama alma, if the person who is the lender was never here before, he never had opportunity to steal from the borrower. I'm sorry, the borrower never had an opportunity to steal from the lender. The borrower was the one that added money. Deloy shakel v'tada bahadei. He never interacted with him. And the borrower is a stingy person. He doesn't give gifts. L'chore here, he's giving a ribis. Not a matan, he's giving this as interest, and that has to be returned. My, even here, says Rav Nachman, Amarlei, Dilma inishachrina gozlei, maybe taka. The borrower is new in town. The borrower never had an opportunity to steal from the lender. But other people in the city stole to the lender. And they are comfortable with the borrower. And when they hear that the borrower borrowed money from that lender, so this third party tells the borrower, do me a favor, Ich Shemzach, I stole from the lender, kach v'kach, and I owe him the money. I'm ashamed to tell it to him. When you give back the loan, please add this amount of money. That's still a possibility. V'amalei, ki yozef pleni pshiti minach, when he's going to come collect the debt, is do me a favor, avlelei b'cheshven, add these few coins. And therefore, says Rav Nachman, that he gave him extra money on purpose, it wasn't a mistake. We don't view this, certainly not, as even a ribis d'rabanan that lotz eis l'day shemayim has to be returned. It's either a gift, which is taka not ideal, but it doesn't have to be returned, or even better, it's taka completely mutter. He's returning that which he stole, to be continued.